Consumer knowledge of and interest in proteins is developing in nations with affluent populations. Meat has long been the primary source of protein, and protein consumption has expanded in developing economies in recent years. However, changing consumer behavior and interest in various protein sources, owing to health and environmental concerns as well as animal welfare, has paved the way for the protein ingredients market to expand. Several protein ingredients manufacturers are introducing new technologies and ingredients, and others are attempting to establish a foothold in the industry. Food firms that lean strongly on innovation and technology are considerably better at replicating the customer experience of eating meat. This is paired with social media marketing initiatives raise awareness about their products and make them popular. The success of Beyond Meat, both financially and in popularity, signals to investors that the protein ingredients business has room for growth. A number of fast food companies have also established partnerships with alternative protein suppliers to provide vegetarian and vegan versions of popular menu items. The protein ingredients market size was $29.40 billion US dollars in 2018, and it's expected to reach $52.68 billion US dollars by 2026, registering a CAGR of 7.6%. Though estimates vary greatly. However, all projections show that the market is growing, with annual growth rates ranging from 5 to 50% in the future years. In 2018, sales of plant-based foods, the most common source of alternative protein, increased by 17%, and the use of alternative protein as a food ingredient in consumer products is expected to continue to rise. While there is tremendous headroom in the alternative proteins industry for consumer packaged goods, CPG, firms and food producers, many lack the necessary manufacturing capabilities and are unsure of where to focus their efforts. Industry leaders are responding to market dynamics and consumer concerns by launching a variety of protein ingredients based on plant proteins, soy, pea, novel animal sources, insects, and biotechnological breakthroughs, cultured meat or fungal protein. Dairy industry executives, 21% believe the non-dairy alternatives market, which includes plant protein, is sizable and will continue to develop. To earn long-term market share in this fast-growing area, CPG businesses and food manufacturers must invest in the competencies needed to develop and manufacture the most promising protein ingredients. Alternative protein sources can help supply the expanding need for protein if the world's population grows. Food is necessary for our survival. Food demand is rising as a result of rising income levels and a growing global population. Thankfully, we've improved our ability to produce enormous quantities of food in order to meet the ever-increasing demand for more nutrients, especially proteins. However, this does not come without repercussions. We must develop other ways to meet our food and protein demand in a more sustainable way as climate change threatens the world, combined with growing awareness of health impacts and animal welfare, particularly among younger generations. Consumers have shown a readiness to quickly accept new foods. As a result, the protein ingredients market has experienced tremendous expansion, fueled by strong and rising consumer demand. This rising demand is being fueled by a broader consumer category known as flexitarians, which includes meat eaters, as well as vegetarians and vegans. This movement is rapidly spreading across North America and Europe. Millennials and Generation Z, in particular, are a major force in defining this business. However, alternative proteins account for a minor portion of the global traditional protein market. The worldwide meat and dairy markets are worth roughly $1.2 trillion US dollars and $0.8 trillion US dollars, respectively, and are likely to rise somewhat in the future years. Plant-based protein companies are currently closest to achieving the operational efficiency and manufacturing capacity required to compete with traditional protein sources. Despite growing suspicion about allergies, estrogenic effects, and genetically manipulated crops, soy continues to dominate the market. Pea protein is projected to be the next big thing in plant-based proteins, thanks to customer demand for gluten-free, health-related products, and sustainability, as well as significant companies creating new manufacturing facilities and sensory capabilities. However, developments in fermentation, animal cell culture, and insects are broadening the range of supplies. From protein extraction to consumer product marketing, significant investments are being made in all aspects of the value chain. But what factors will determine their success? Product quality, cost-effectiveness, customer adoption, and value chain maturity are four areas we believe will propel alternative proteins to the next level. Ingredient firms, particularly those with a technological bent, are well positioned to assist these businesses in developing products that match customer demand for natural, delectable foods that are good for people, animals, and the environment. Other next-generation protein sources have significant potential as well, but reaching commercial scale will take more time, money, and a holistic strategy from governments and stakeholders. So the wager has been placed. And the decisions that corporations make now will have an impact on not only the protein sector of tomorrow, but also the global food supply landscape. Author bio: Paroma Bhattacharya. Senior content writer. Email: paroma.bhattacharya@reportsandata.com. Paroma Bhattacharya has dabbled in the realm of content production for over half a decade and possesses extensive experience in penning down pieces related to healthcare, technology, banking, and a wide range of other industry verticals. Her articles focus primarily on balancing relevant data while never neglecting to make the material engaging. She believes in providing objective facts to help people make important business decisions.